The singer Amore has a goal. She's Ghanaian American and says her goal is to be the quintessential African princess of pop. She has a new album out, and our reviewer thinks she's on her way to that goal.
Hi, my name is Tarisa Ngangura, and I'm here to talk to you today about Amore's new album, Fountain Baby.
Do you want me to fly? I feel more than I want. So don't go too far.
I think what I like most is how experimental it is. She does a lot of cool things with her voice, with music choices, what genres she chooses to include, and I find that really interesting. I like the variety, I like the different kind of touch points that she brings to it, whether she's doing southern rap on one song or whether she's doing R&B or pop in one song. It's all a fusion and it all works really well. I think on this album she's really trying to show that variety because she wants people to really accept her as an artist with multiple interests and with multiple points of reference. So Amore, she's lived between the Bronx, Atlanta, and then also Accra. And so she's had this very sort of diverse upbringing that likely introduced her to a lot of various sounds, and all of these kind of coalesced to create this artist who is just inspired by so many different things. Reckless and Sweet, that's a really good one. She really melds pop, and there's just this very groovy Caribbean vibe to it, and it works on the song. I think since Amore's debut, her music has become more confident. There's just this groundedness. She feels like someone who has stepped into her own, and I think it takes quite a great deal of confidence to be able to try something new on each song as a young artist. Amore doesn't want to be put in a box. She doesn't want labels imposed on her. She wants to create these avenues that express who she really is as an artist. And if they don't exist in the world, she's going to make them for herself. I found similarities between her and Janet Jackson just in the ways their voices are. I think I heard it most on Big Steppa. So both of them have very light voices that are sort of deceptive because you hear them and you think there's nothing really happening. They're not like belting out ballads. It's always interesting to hear people who have gentle, delicate voices really play around with their tones and really play with their levels, and that's what Janet Jackson and Amore have similar. So the song Big Steppa is dancehall inspired, and it's also a pop song. It makes you want to get on the dance floor. But it has that earworm quality of every great pop song. Like once you hear it, you can't stop humming it in your head.
Tarisai Gangura, reviewing Amore's new album, Fountain Baby.